Amen. Now, what's the benefit of being comforted? How does that benefit us? Well, when we are comforted, we stop relying on ourselves and we rely only on God, who raises the dead. When we comfort others, we help them rely on God. That's the benefit of comforting others, is that we help them to refocus on the one that can help them.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We help them refocus on God. So when we comfort others, we interrupt the process of relying on yourself, relying on man, relying on human wisdom. When we comfort others, and when we are comforted, we place our confidence in God and His Word, who will continue to deliver and help us. We're able to keep living by faith when we receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to comfort us to walk in unbelief. He's not going to comfort us to get over in fear. He's not going to comfort us to start doubting. He's going to comfort us, and that comfort leads to faith in God. It leads us to trust in God even more. Amen. And the more we trust in God, then the more manifestation of His glory we see. Do you know the more you trust in Him, the more you're going to see? You know, Jesus couldn't do any great works around people that didn't have any expectation. In fact, that was the last scripture that Kenny shared with us on Wednesday night. He had almost finished, and he said, well, I got one more. He said, Jesus could do no mighty work because of their unbelief. And Kenny redefined the word unbelief, and I took it. I took it to heart. I said, man, I ain't never seen that before. He said, unbelief is nothing but wrong thinking. Wrong thinking about God. It's when you think wrong. So the Holy Spirit doesn't lead us to think wrong about God. He always leads us to think the truth. You see, Jesus said the Comforter will lead and guide you into all truth. The truth about God. Amen. The truth about Jesus Christ, who is the truth. Amen. So when we are comforted, our faith is inspired. Amen. We are inspired to trust God, even though we're going through a difficult time. I'm still going to trust Him. Amen. Tell your neighbors, I'm still going to trust God. Amen. When we are comforted, we depend on God's grace and compassion and not on human wisdom. When we comfort others, we help them receive God's blessing. I mean, you see it. When we are comforted, then we are able to trust in God, we're able to receive from Him. That's one of the benefits of being comforted, is that it puts me in a place to where I can receive and draw strength from the one who is the strengthener. I can receive and draw strength from the one who is the comforter. I can receive peace from the one who is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Glory to God. I can receive deliverance from the great Savior. The word Savior means deliverer. When you say Jesus is my Savior, my Lord and Savior, what you're literally saying is Jesus is my deliverer. Amen. He delivered me from sin. He delivered me from the power of darkness, translated me into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom I have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the comfort. I feel the comfort moving in. Oh, don't you sense His presence here this morning? When we are comforted, the pressures and the stress of life are taken off and relieved. When we comfort others, we unshackle them from the cares and the anxieties of this world. When you comfort somebody else, you unshackle them from the anxiety, from the care, the worry, even the fear of the future. So when you bring comfort to someone, how many of you ever been comforted? Didn't it take the pressure off? It's like a pressure relief. Where you didn't know what you was going to do and you just worried and I don't know how we're going to make it. I don't know how we're going to face another day. You know, you feel like you've come to your wits' end. You don't know what to do and you're confused. And then when that comfort comes in, when somebody, even the Lord himself, when he speak a word of comfort to you, or he sends somebody to comfort you, it relieves the pressure. And it gives you a calm on the inside. I'm going to be all right. All is well with my soul. The Lord is going to take care of me because I trust in him. Amen. He's here. The comforter is here. Doing what he does, comforts. This is just one manifestation of his presence, is that we receive comfort on the inside, that we're going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. Now turn to Lamentations chapter 3. Now, the first part of Lamentations ain't good at all of that chapter. This fella got nothing but trouble. He thank God done turned on him. He thank God is his worst enemy. Just read it. Oh, he talked about how the Lord done oppressed him and beat him down. And oh, I'm going to tell you. I started reading the first part. I said, oh, Lord. This fella blaming you for every trouble he got. He blaming you for every bad situation and circumstance in his life. He done blame God for it. But I thank God for verse number 21. Amen. Amen. He said, this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. He said, in the midst of my trouble, in the midst of all the distress and the heartache and the grief and the pain, he said, I remind myself of this one thing, and this gives me hope. See, I have hope because I remember something about God. And he talked about God real bad here, but now he said, but I remember something about God. And them first few verses, that is wrong thinking. If you ever think God is out to get you, you in bad shape. Because if he out to get you, can't nobody help you. I mean, just think about it. If God going to get you, who you going to have to help you? Baby, if God out to get you, you just got. So I refuse to believe that God's out to get me. I believe God has a good plan for my life. No matter what comes or goes, I'm still going to believe in the mercy and the grace and the goodness of and the loving kindness of God. Yes. That God has a good plan. Yes. Yes. He has a good plan. Yes. He said, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. What is it that he remembered about God that gave him strength, that gave him a positive expectation of good things happening in his future? That's what hope is. It is a positive expectation of good things happening to you. No matter what happened, no matter what go on in your life, you can still have hope that God still has a good plan for my life. What did he remember? He said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. In other words, that last scripture says, it is good for a man that he give his life to God at an early age. That you don't delay in giving your life to God. So this scripture gives me hope that God's compassion don't fail. Amen. So did God fail us? No, he hadn't failed us. No, he never fails. Amen. God knows things that we don't know. The Bible says the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things that are revealed to the children of men. Amen. But I'm not going to focus on what I don't know. I'm going to focus on what I do know. And I do know that God is faithful. I do know what Lamentation says, that his mercies are new every morning. I do know that I haven't been consumed. I haven't been destroyed because his compassions don't fail. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I give God the glory for that. Amen. God is faithful. Now, let me tell you what God is faithful to do. This scripture says that great is thy faithfulness. He remembered that God was faithful. Faithful to what? Faithful to his word. Faithful to do what he said he's going to do. God is faithful to make all things work together for our good. God is faithful to comfort us when we're going through severe trials of faith. God is faithful to always be merciful, kind, and compassionate toward us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. I'll never be separated from God's love. I can count on that. I can depend on that. God is faithful to supply the grace we need to keep moving forward.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be healed and walk in health. He carried our sorrows so we could have fullness of joy. This is just a glimpse of what you'll find in Jesus Did It For You. I also share what's included in your heavenly benefits package and give practical insight on how to receive, apply, and enjoy the inheritance God has freely given you. You can receive your copy of Jesus Did It For You for only $11.95 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TheWordCC.com, or you can call 318-442-8100. The book is also available in hardcover and Kindle versions. Order your copy today. Jesus Did It For You. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
Job fair, coming to Alexandria, Pineville, and surrounding areas. Looking and wanted are a few good men and women, veterans, displaced workers, career seekers. Weyerhaeuser Alexandria and VA Compensated Work Therapy Department presents a job fair Thursday, December 13, 2012. The Alexandria VA, 2495 Shreveport Highway, Pineville, Alexandria, and Building 8, the auditorium, from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. Jobs are available to be filled, Weyerhaeuser Natchitoches plant, exceptional benefits, and starting pay. Free and open to the public, pre-registration required. Please phone 318-466-4602, 318-466-4603, and 318-466-4604. Additional information, phone Reginald Babin at 318-466-4099, Ms. Paula Johnson at 318-466-4609.